talking about a great subject today. We are talking about, y'all are going to love this, the three levels of broken. The three levels of broken, okay? I preached on this yesterday, actually, and went across pretty well. We were talking out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, where we all know the famous thorn incident with Paul. But I wanted to kind of exegete this a little bit because I want to talk about the three levels of broken and the three levels in which we experience as people, not necessarily church folk, but people. Okay, so once again, we're going to be talking about this. I encourage you to please make sure that you share this. Make sure that you like it on social media. And please, 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 once again, make sure you guys are subscribing to our YouTube channel. Three levels of broken. So let's talk about it for just a second. What do I mean by the three levels of broken? What I mean by that is when we're looking at the scriptures and we were talking about, once again, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, we were looking at an incident where Paul was having a self-recollection of who he really was. And when we are talking about that, we're talking about, okay, well, Paul examined himself as God was giving him a certain amount of power. And one of the things that he did not want to do was, and he used this word, exhort, okay? He didn't want to exhort his power, which means that he didn't want to, he didn't want to be bigger than what his power was, okay? And he knew that if he knew himself. And what this is all about is people knowing themselves. Paul knew Paul. And he knew, wait just a second, I'm still dealing with some things. I'm still going through some things. So listen, if you give me this power too much, too quickly, and I'm not ready for it, I'm going to misuse it. What am I liking that to? I'm liking that to the fact that if you got $1 million and I said, hey, take this $1 million and be responsible. Well, you're going to come, before you get it, you're going to come with all types of reasons and ways and I looked at my banner because my banner looked like it was coming down or something. But you are going to look at this and you're going to look at this in all kinds of ways in which you're going to be able to help people. Cut it down. You're going to look at all kinds of ways of how you're going to help people, okay? And you're going to say, oh, I'm going to be a philanthropist. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to sow money. I'm going to go to my church. Until you get the $1 million. And all of a sudden, when you get the $1 million, guess what? All of a sudden, things change. You know, I use the example, you know, some folks have never been to North Park in the Gucci store. And some folks have never been to Neiman Marcus. But the minute you get some money, guess what? All of a sudden, you traveling to places and doing things you never would have done. And all that stuff you said you were going to do with the money, you're not going to do. Because guess what? You know, sometimes people don't need a certain amount of power. Sometimes people don't need a certain amount of control, because guess what? They're not going to be honest enough with themselves to say, I don't need this. Okay. I'm not ready for this. But Paul knew, once again, we're talking from the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, when Paul got the thorn in his side, Paul knew that, hey, listen, I don't want to ever get puffed up. I don't want to be bigger than who I am and bigger than the assignment that I have. So when we talk about that, Paul went through three levels of brokenness, or three levels of being broken, in order to get himself to a psychological and theological and watch this now, physical mindset of being able to accept the assignment. Okay? Sometimes we don't prepare to accept assignment. We just take assignment. We don't prepare to take it. We just, hey, you gave it to me. Okay, I'm gonna do it. All right. And a lot of times, a lot of people should take the time to say, wait just a second. You're giving me assignment, but I'm not ready for assignment. I'm still got some childish ways. I'm still chasing women or men. I'm still smoking weed. I'm still drinking on Saturday nights, even though I'm in Sundays. Every Sunday, I'm getting up done. Some of us are not ready for positioning. We're not ready for authority. And we need to examine ourselves the way Paul did in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. So watch this, the three levels of broken, The first thing we're going to talk about today in the three levels of broken is we're going to talk about broken mess, okay? Broken mess. I'm gonna say that for you again, broken mess. I'm going to try to get it on the screen so you guys can kind of see it. but I want you to understand broken mess, okay? It's not brokenness, it's broken mess, okay? I'm trying to get that up there for you guys. I want you guys to see it, broken mess, okay? Broken mess. And what that means is, when I say broken mess, what that means is that we are talking about things that are self-induced, that we did. Okay, that we did. We caused this, okay? And a lot of times people say, oh, I'm broken, or I'm in a broken situation, or I'm in a broken state. Well, hold on, because before you get God to try to come in and fix some of the things that are going on in your life, you have to realize, are you able to fix them yourself? And a lot of times we get in situations and we want God to come and we want God to step in and fix our situation. And we're mad because God doesn't do what we want him to do, as if God doesn't have the definitive right to tell us no. But we get mad because we have gotten ourselves into a broken mess state that we are that's self-induced by us. Why am I saying that? Because Paul had to realize, wait just a second, the mindset I have, the ego and the pride that I have is self-induced. Nobody did this to me. Okay? Nobody caused this for me. I caused this myself. Okay, the relationship I'm in is going haywire. Well, guess what? I picked this guy or I picked this woman under the wrong pretenses and principles of relationships. So now we got together and we was in the streets and we was doing all this. Now all of a sudden I want to be a Christian and I'm trying to ask a guy that's still in the streets to be a Christian and do so. Well, this mess that I'm in, I did it. So now the mess has caused me to become broken. So now the mess that I have caused has caused me to be broken. It's caused me to have to take a step back and be able to say, wait just a second. This situation is my situation. Quit trying to put your situation on God. Okay? And we do that a lot. I think everybody would agree. We do that a lot. We'll say, oh God, I put myself in this situation. I got myself this certain mindset. I did this to myself. Guess what? I need you to get me out of it. And don't get me wrong, God is merciful and God is gracious and God showed favor. But sometimes we ask God to say, well, hold on, you want me to get you out of something I've already given you the power to get out of. But because you don't want to self-expose yourself, when we talk about broken mess, we're talking about self-exposure. Wait, hold on. You have to identify that you are the culprit. You are the reason. You are the person that has gotten yourself into this broken situation that has caused mess in your life. Okay? You got to be able to realize that. And a lot of times people do not want to get to a point where they're self-exposing themselves and say, wait, you know what? The reason why my marriage didn't work out is because of me. The reason why, you know, my children act the way they do is because of me. The reason why my finances are the way they are is because of me. And once again, that's a broken mess. That's mess that you have gotten yourself in that has left you psychologically, spiritually, and emotionally broken. Okay? And Paul still had to deal with the fact that he was getting ready to kill a whole bunch of Christians. Okay? You got to understand that. Paul had to still deal with the fact that he allowed Stephen to get stoned. Paul had to deal with the fact that folks still didn't like him and still thought he was the worst person on earth. You got to understand psychologically what that is to a person. And we talk about the progressions of Paul, but we never talk about the situations of Paul. We never talk about psychological situation within scripture. And now we're looking at, wait, hold on. You're talking to a guy that still is connected to the Roman government that is still saying, wait just a second. I still have a pride problem. I still have an ego problem. All right. Listen, real quickly, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to go to our sponsors. We're going to come back and we're going to keep talking about broken mess, the three levels of broken. We're talking about level one, which is broken mess. All right. I'll get with you guys in just a second. Hang with me now. Listen, real quickly, I want to give a shout out to all my sponsors. I want to give a shout out to our team of money coaches, Miss Ebony, Thomas and her people. Man, listen, man, I'm so excited about these guys, man. Any services you need, including life insurance, fixed annuities, property protection. If you have a business opportunity and you want someone to help you, counsel you, and coach you, and mentor you, listen, the team of money coaches are the way to go. You can get in touch with them at 334-430-7078. You can also follow Miss Ebony Thomas on Ebony Money Coach Thomas on Facebook. Once again, I want to give a shout out to WPS Studios, Dr. Vanell Warren at 900 East Beltline Road. DeSoto, Texas, 75115. Listen, if you have aspirations of filming, photography, videography, or you are a church and you need a place to worship because this is your, hey, you're trying to get this thing off the ground, listen, WPS Studios has all services for you, okay? Once again, I want to give a shout out to the people that make it all happen when it comes to promotions and it comes to our promo ads, all of the intro video, the outro video that you see. Listen, JSE Productions is the ones that do it. So I want to make sure that you give a shout out to Sophia Edwards over at JSE Productions. She is the owner and operator, 214-916-8657. If you want prices, if you want promos, if you want to know what they have going on to help build and make your next project the best one ever, please email them at jseproductions@gmail.com. And I would be remiss, finally, not to talk about my guys over at Prestige Creations, the Foreman family, man. I'm telling you, this shirt that I'm wearing, this pointed apparel, they're the ones behind this dynamic and powerful and impactful, motivating design. Where they own a company that says where perception becomes reality. They're there to make your dreams come true. So whether you got hats, whether you got shirts, whether you got bags, hey, send it out to Prestige Creations. And once again, they will make your vision come to life. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Prestige Creations. And you can also email for design prices at prestigecreations@gmail.com. Listen, we want to make sure that if you are a person that wants to become an intern or a volunteer and you want to help grow and build Bishop Chronicles podcast, hey, we have a job for you. We want you to send your applications to Dr. Holly Mays Worldwide at gmail.com. Again, Dr. Holly Mays Worldwide at gmail.com. We are bringing on volunteers and interns in the areas of camera, producer, executive producer, groomer, you name it. Okay, so if you meet these qualifications, we want your resume. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor, a partner, and you want to advertise on Bishop Chronicles podcast and you want us to help grow and develop your business, man, get you out to thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, listen, we want to work for you. So we're asking you right now to join us. Take a look at our sponsorship programs. We have package deals starting as low as $30 a week, or you can do a long-term package deal all the way up to the Bishop's package. So listen, if this is your business and you want to grow and take this thing to the next level, listen, email me at drhollymaysworldwide@gmail.com. Listen, guys, we are talking about broken mess, okay? We're dealing with the subject, guys, the three levels of broken. We're in part one of that right now, and we are dealing with broken mess. Okay, let's get to talking about it. Once again, reference scripture, we're talking about chapter 12 of the Second Chronicles, Second Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. And we're talking about the states of broken that Paul had to get to in order to be prepared and to be ready for the next level of grace and the next level of anointing and leadership and positioning that God was getting ready to get him in. And a lot of times we just don't understand that we can magnify our positioning and our anointing if we learn to reject some things that look good to people. Paul knew that the enemy was going to come mess with him because guess what? This was a big deal. And he knew that the enemy was going to do something called buffet. Okay. The word in verse 7 talks, it says buffet. And what buffet means is to cuff. Okay, it means to cuff. And it also means in Greek, it alludes to putting a box over one's ear. Now, why is that important? Because a lot of times we do things, and this is why we get in a broken mess. We do things that cover up sound listening. Okay, I want you to write that down if you got a pen and paper. Sound listening. And what sound listening is being able to get good counsel. In other words, being able to establish or be able to get what they call the voice of reason. Okay, and a lot of times people don't like listening to the voice of reason. And what that word buffet means in verse 7 is the enemy would come in, and if Paul would have not rejected positioning and would not have talked to God and said, God, put me in a position to where I will never be higher than my position or higher than my assignment, then what would happen would be is the enemy would do what he did with Eve, and he would buffet them, and he would put something over their ears so they would not be able to listen to the wisdom of God. And that's what the enemy does. So when we talk about broken mess, what happens is that something has put something over our ear, because now we're not listening to reason. Because somebody told you shouldn't have been in that relationship. Somebody told you shouldn't have went to that club that night. Somebody told you that, hey, what you're doing is wrong. Somebody told you that, but because the enemy catches you at your most weakest state, the more opportune time, which is your low estate, what he is trying to do is buffet you in a position where all you, in a sense of when all you're trying to do is just get something. You just want something. Anybody ever tried to do something and all you wanted to do was just be a part of something? You didn't care what it was. You just want, because your home was so broken, your mom probably didn't pay your attention, your dad probably didn't pay your attention, whatever. You just wanted to connect with something. So what do people do? They went out and they joined gangs. Okay, that we're not enjoying, because you just want something. You just want to connect with something, and the enemy is going to catch you at your lowest point because he knows you just want to connect with something. So what he's going to do is catch you in your broken mess. But how do you get out of a broken mess? You get out of a broken mess by understanding that your mess is broken. Okay, that your mess has left you broken. Your mess has left you broken. And Paul understood how he reacted before he became saved and before he became transfigured. Listen, that left him broken. That left him broken. He realized, okay, if you do adequate research on Paul, he realized that what he was doing was wrong. And is there anybody that understands that when you realize that what you're doing is wrong and you realize how many people you've hurt because you were stuck in your wrongness, what does that do to you? What does that do to you? And sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to just be honest with ourselves. We don't like being honest. We don't like saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm the reason why this happened. I'm the reason why this is going on. I'm the reason why this situation is the way it is. We don't like being honest with ourselves. And what happens is when we're not honest with ourselves, guess what? We're not honest with other people. And a lot of times we end up doing things unconsciously and we end up hurting people because we don't want to expose our mess that left us broken. We don't want to expose that, wait, hold on, I'm still dealing with daddy issues. I'm still dealing with mother issues. I'm still dealing with my uncle issues. I'm still dealing with the fact that my boo thing left me. I'm still dealing with the fact that I didn't finish college. I'm still dealing with these issues. And those things have left me 5, 10, 15, 20 years later in a broken state. My mother, me and her used to have conversations all the time, and she used to get upset with me because I'm like, hey, mom, you know, you're still dealing with some things that you have not let go of when you were married the first time or when you were with your family or whatever the case may be. She'd be like, oh, nah, you don't know what you're talking about. But in reality, she was still dealing with mess that has left her broken. And before she could get a promotion, before she could, you know, be a perfect mother, before she could be a great grandmother, and I love my mother dearly, but these are the facts. Before you can move or accelerate or elevate or get any type of increase, you got to deal with the, okay? You got to deal with the thing first that's going to be leaving you broken, that's going to leave you in a position that's going to cause you to end up reverting back. Anybody ever been moving forward, but something came along from your past and caused you to revert back? That's called broken mess. Okay, that's called brokenness. Once again, let me just kind of get people up to date on what we're doing. We're referencing the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. And we're talking about the mindset of Paul when getting elevation. And when we're talking about the mindset of Paul while getting elevation, what we're talking about is what transformations or transfiguration. See, he, watch this now. The Bible talks about his transfiguration, but transfiguration is a spiritual thing. Transformation is a psychological thing. So Paul had to go through a transformation in order for him to adequately go through a transfiguration. So he had to get his mind together. But when your mind is broken or in a broken mess and you're still dealing with things that you have had, watch this. When you lay down at night, if you still have dreams, my wife, when we first got married, I used to wake up in the middle of the night. I used to shake in my sleep. I used to fight in my sleep because when we got together, I was not too long out of the military. So I still had vivid dreams. I still had vivid things that I was dealing with, and they were real to me. So when my wife would touch me, it would be like somebody putting, because I'm in a dream in a battlefield. And watch this. When you wake up, you have to deal with the reality of your past. And no matter what God blesses you with, you still have to deal with the reality of your past. And Paul had to deal with the reality of his past. He had to deal with the fact that, yes, God has changed me, but watch this, I have not changed me. Sometimes we rest on the fact that God has changed us, but you haven't changed you. Your soul and your spirit is transfigurated, but your flesh is still the same flesh, and your mindset is still the same mindset. So watch this. You are left in a broken mess and you can't go to even a broken test, which is our next phase, our next level, because watch this, you can't get past what you have done, dealt with, or been in since you were little. And that's the thing that we have to get better with. A lot of us are fighting old demons. We're fighting old demons. Paul still was fighting old demons. How do we know that? Because the scripture says, I have to put my flesh under subjection daily, which means that I'm still trying to tame this flesh. I'm still deal with, you know, certain issues that I got as a man or as a woman, a child, boy or girl, or as a pastor. I'm still dealing with those issues that my flesh keeps pulling up because the enemy realizes that I'm about to get increased. And whenever I'm getting increased supernaturally, I have to come down and deal with warfare carnally. And a lot of times we don't understand the transformation that our mind must go through in order to be able to expose and be able to make way for our transfiguration. And Paul needed to make some adjustments. He needed to make some changes. He needed to have a self-realization. Most of us need to make some changes. We are not the place where we want to because we don't want to make some changes. We go to church. We pay our tithes, some of y'all. And we do all these things, but we swear that God has transfigured our spirit, but we never talk about the transforming of the mind. The Bible talks about, do not do as the Gentiles do in the futility of their mind. Futility of their mind. It talks about the vanity. Okay? It says don't do what they're doing because what's this? What they're doing is based on the vanity in their mind. Okay? Because they may be doing something that looks holy, but you got to understand the only reason they're doing it is because they want to look good, not because they are good. And Paul didn't want to get a position just because he looked good. He wanted to be good, operate good, and do good. Okay? So when we talk about broken mess, when we talk about operating in a broken mess, I'm going to throw it up there again, broken mess. When we're talking about that, we are talking about the mess that you have gotten yourself into that has left you broken, and you got to deal with it. You have to deal with it. Too many people are not dealing with their issues. And you're spewing your issues out on other people. You're spewing your problems and situations and mindsets and holdups and hangups and past issues and drama situations on other people because you are in a broken mess. It's not exhibiting brokenness. You're in a broken mess. Broken mess, however you want to say it. Okay? Because watch this. You cannot get more because you can't deal with the thing that's caused you to be less. I'm going to say it again. You can't get more because you have not dealt with the thing that has caused you to be and operate and think in a low position. All right? Real quickly, guys, let me go to another break, guys. I'm going to another break. Stay with me. Do me a favor. Make sure you share this. Make sure you invite people, man. We are going to a deeper level when we talk about broken mess. Broken mess. The three levels of broken, guys. We're talking about the three levels of being broken, okay? We're referencing from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, when Paul got a thorn in his side. So I need you guys to hang with me because we're going to talk about that thorn in just a second after I pause for just a second for station identity. And a little bit about our sponsors. Y'all hang with me. Listen, again, I want to talk about the team of money coaches with Miss Ebony Money Coach Thomas. Listen, you guys need help with life insurance, fixed annuities, property protection, or you have a business opportunity that you want to get counseling on, a mentorship to go to the next level. I'm telling you, get in touch with the team of money coach. 334-430-7078. Team of Money Coaches, get on board and talk with Miss Ebony Money Coach Thomas. Also, guys, I want you to come out to WPS Studios, 900 East Beltline Road, DeSoto, Texas, 75115. Dr. Vanell Warren has everything that you need for your filming vision, your photography vision, your videography adventures. And if you are a church and you just need a place to worship because you're just now starting, he even has chapel services for you. I encourage you to please come out to WPS Studios to make your vision come to life. Also, JSE Productions. Man, I am excited about JSE Productions because guess what? They are responsible for the intro that you saw, the outro, the graphics that you see. JSE Productions, they are the ones that allow your vision to come together in one big entity. Miss Sophia Edwards, the owner, 214-916-8657. Tell them Bishop Chronicles, tell them you heard about them from Bishop Chronicles podcast. You might get a little something extra. You can also email her at jseproductions@mail.com. And of course, I would be remiss to talk about my family, Foreman family. Man, I love these guys over at Prestige Creations, where perception becomes reality. Make sure you follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Prestige Creations. And watch this, anything you need on a t-shirt, hat, book bag, you name it, they can make it come to life. Prestige Creations, email for design prices at prestigecreations@gmail.com. Listen, if you need internship and volunteers, hey, listen, join us, okay? We want to get your applications over at drhollymays@worldwide@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor, a partner of our show, and you would like to allow us to work for you, listen, we have sponsorship packages as low as $30 a week, and we have them as high as you want to go. But listen, we are here to make sure that you get your business out there. We'll not only will we allow you to come on the show and highlight and showcase your business, but we'll make sure that you're a part of our constant rotation on daily manner, Dallas Confidential TV and Bishop Chronicles podcast, making sure that everybody knows that your business is top notch. Listen, we want you to advertise and promote with Bishop Chronicles podcast. If you need any more information or you just want to know further stuff, listen, get in touch with us at drhollymaysworldwide@gmail.com. Listen, guys, we are dealing with broken mess. Okay, broken mess. All right, we're dealing with the three levels of broken. We're dealing with the three levels of broken. Once again, make sure that you guys are inviting people. You're sharing this. We're dealing with the three levels of being broken. We are talking from the reference scripture, guys. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Paul is in a broken state. But he had to deal with three levels of being broken in order for him to get transfiguration and manifestation of positioning from God. Watch this now. So now we are dealing with the term, once again, broken mess. Broken mess, which, just to reiterate, talks about having mess that has left you broken. Having mess that has left you broken. Anybody has been in a situation that you are still dealing with or had to deal with, and guess what? It has left you just in a place of frustration, aggravation. It has left you in a place of called broken. All right. So now what we understand when we're looking at the scripture, we see that Paul recognizes the attempt of the enemy to take advantage of his broken mess. All right? And that's what the enemy does, guys. The enemy takes advantage of your broken mess. He makes sure that you are at a low place, and you have to be very careful about being at a low place. All right? You got to be careful about being at a low place, because sometimes when you're at a low place and you let people know that you are at a low place, watch this. Now those people don't realize who they're working for. I'm being honest with you. Sometimes your friends, family members, and co-workers don't realize that they're working for the other team. Okay? Because everybody may not be as saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost as you. So you have to understand that if that's the case, then you have to realize that everybody's not on the same team as you, even though they sound like they are on the money team. Okay? But that doesn't mean that they're with you. Sometimes they're there against you, but they're going to put on a front that they're there for you just to make you feel like it's okay to stay at a low place. That's why Paul had to connect with God himself so that he could get clarity from God. And he spoke to God, letting God know that he was in a position that was uncomfortable for him. Y'all got to understand that when you're trying to get through your broken mess, it's supposed to be uncomfortable. If you're dealing with financial situations and you're trying to get your debt together, your credit together and all that, it's supposed to be uncomfortable. You're supposed to be destitute sometimes. You're supposed to wake up and early in the morning. You're supposed to sweat. You're supposed to be frustrated. You got to understand that the transition from a broken mess to other things is uncomfortable. And that's why Paul said, I have to put my flesh has to die daily. I have to put my flesh under subjection, because guess what? I have to make sure that I constantly put myself in an uncomfortable situation. How do you know that, Dr. Mays? Because him and God came to, watch this now, him and God came to an agreement in what his mindset was saying. See, a lot of people don't look at that. Him and God spoke and came to an agreement and said, wait just a second, you are absolutely correct. You have self-identified your broken mess. You have self-diagnosed yourself. And a lot of times, guys, we have a problem self-diagnosing ourselves because we don't like the person that we're diagnosing. We don't like the person that is actually in the mirror. And we're not trying to fix it. We just want to cover it up. And that's why so many people are not dealing with brokenness. They're just still in the first level of being broken, which is called broken mess, which is basically the fact that you can't self-expose yourself. You can't be real with yourself. Everybody says, I want to be real, especially church folk. Folk always want to say, well, I'm trying to be real. I'm keeping it real. I'm doing this. But you don't want to self-expose yourself. You don't want to be the one that's give yourself the bad news that you ain't worth a quarter. And sometimes the best way to get transformation is to get, watch this, is to get through translucence. I'm going to help you with that. It sometimes to get transformation, which is psychological moving on, okay, which is dealing with something psychologically, coming to grips with something psychologically. Transfiguration is a supernatural thing. It's a heavenly thing. Transformation is a psychological thing. So in order for you to change, you got to be able to come to grips with who you are changing from. And a lot of people are stuck in broken mess because they don't want to deal with what they need to change from. And you hope that time will cure you. You hope that time will help you. And Paul says, I don't have the time to sit here and try to let this thing filter itself through, because the enemy is on my behind and on my back. And watch this. God has an agenda. You have to realize that your transformation is of the utmost importance, because it needs to be parallel with your transfiguration, because God has stuff to do. And not only does God have stuff to do, God has stuff to do with you, and that includes you. Okay? So your transformation is imperative, because guess what? God has something to do that concerns and involves you. Does that make sense? So we have to get past our broken mess. We got to get through the first level of being broken. We got to do that. Most people that say, oh, I'm broken, it's because something broke you. And I'm dealing with the root word broke, which means that separated. Okay, when something is broke, now watch this now. It's separated, but not disconnected. Somebody will get it in a minute. Just because you're broke, it means something is separated, but it doesn't mean it's disconnected. If you have a broken bone, watch this now, it can be broken, which means it's separated, but it's not disconnected. You still have things that connect the bone together. That's why they can connect them back together and fix. Okay? They're not disconnected. They're still together. All right? But they're just broken. They're separated. So some things have left you separated, but not disconnected. Some of the things that you have dealt with has left you separated from God, but you're not disconnected from God. And the enemy is here to make you feel like you're not only separated, but you're disconnected from God. And God wanted to personally tell Paul, no, you may be separated because of things that you have not come to grips with or come to terms. You're still in a broken mess because mess that you have dealt with and done and caused is still leaving you broken, but you're not disconnected from me. And I'm going to show you that you're not disconnected from me by giving you a thorn. Stay with me on this. By giving you a thorn. I'm going to put a thorn. So now, watch this. A, you're going to also recognize three things with the thorn. You're going to recognize three things with this thorn. The three things you're going to recognize with this thorn, the first thing, that we had a conversation. We had a conversation of recognition. Recognition. Which means that we had a conversation of you recognizing whoever you are. When is the last time you had a conversation of God and the conversation about you recognizing who you are or who you are not? Paul had a conversation. Watch this now. Paul had a conversation with God. Here it is. With God about who he was and who he was not. He knew who he was. Some of us don't want to be honest about who we really are. We don't want to be honest about who we really are. And that's really 90% of the church's problem. And the reason why a lot of people don't feel comfortable in the church is because folks are not being honest with who you are. Listen, if you're still dealing with some stuff that your daddy did to you, it's okay. Because you're supposed to be able to go to the church. You're supposed to be able to go to the synagogue. You're supposed to be able to go to the tabernacle. But in all of those things, you should be able to approach the altar at a state that you are comfortable with because it's who you are. If you're still dealing with sexual pornography, then that's who you are. But you need to go to the altar and get fixed. But if you don't even want to come to grips with your broken mess, then how in the world can you get, watch this, how in the world can you get manifestation? You cannot get manifestation still in dealing with stuff that you caused that caused you to become broken. So Paul says, listen, God, let's come to an agreement of creating a situation within me. We're not talking about an environmental situation. Some people want an environmental situation. Oh, I need you to confine me to the house. No. That's an environmental situation that will not leave you out of your broken mess. Because watch this, you need something else to counterattack the issues that is plaguing your mind that got you broken. You need something. One of the things that people used to say in NA and in AA is that if you want to quit doing something, you have to replace a habit with a habit. So the same thing goes into effect here. God knew that I got to replace something with something. So I'm going to put a thorn inside of you. Watch this now, because now you're going to focus more on that thorn than you are about the issues and frustrations that you had in your mind. Watch this now. God is brilliant, okay? I need you to understand how to get past your broken mess, how to get past your past, how to get past what keeps plaguing you in your dreams. How do you get past what you keep dealing with, and that's why you can't have adequate relationships? Why is it that you can't praise without pain? Why is it that you can't worship without pain? I'm trying to help you get through your broken mess, okay? Your broken mess. You have to replace it with something. Watch this now. That connects you with God. See, psychologically, watch this. Just because you're broken or you're separated doesn't mean you're disconnected. But psychologically, unless you have a transformation in your mind, you're still going to feel disconnected. So God had to do something that not only affected Paul supernaturally and spiritually, but it also had to affect him psychologically. So that now you wouldn't feel separated and not feel and feel disconnected. Now you may feel separated, but you still know you're still connected, because this thorn is what connects you. Sometimes in your broken mess, you need God to reestablish the connection, the communication feed with you. So you need God to inflict something within you that allows you psychologically and, watch this now, supernaturally to connect with him. So now, regardless to what the enemy tried to do with your past and try to bring up the fact that your daddy raped you or your daddy left you or your mama was an alcoholic or your mama lied on you or your brothers and sisters used to beat you up or whatever the case may be, or you're dealing with pornography or you're dealing with homosexuality, regardless to what worldly broken state or mess that you are in, God can put something inside of you that connects you to him. So even when you thinking about your past, guess what? That thing he put inside of you, that thorn he put inside of you, reminds you and reconnects you with him. That's how you get past your broken mess. That's how you get past the pain. That's how, because psychologically you can't forget it. Psychologically, Paul could not forget his psychological state on the road to Damascus. See, you got to understand. Let me help somebody with this, because this is a huge misconception about salvation. People think when they get saved, their memories change. No, they don't. There's no documentation whatsoever in the Bible, the Quran, the Mahabharata, the Torah, the Septuagint. There's nothing, the lost books, there's nothing that declares that when salvation comes, memory is altered. Not one. Okay? I'm just being honest with you. So you have to understand, salvation does not cure you from remembering your past or your college days. Okay, some folk have never talked about how loose they were in college. And there's somebody out there holding information that's holding you hostage. And God told Paul, he says, listen, nothing will ever, because of the assignment that I'm getting ready to put you in, I can't allow you psychologically to be held hostage. Because that's a choice. Psychological beatdown and psychological broken mess is a choice. It's not a spiritual thing. That's why God is not going to mess with your mind. Okay? He's not going to mess. He will mess with your spirit. Transfiguration can happen, but once again, if it happens, but transformation, psychological change, has not happened, then you'll never see transfiguration. That's why you got some people that go to church, but they still do things in the world. Transfiguration may have happened, but transformation has not happened. You still, you believe in the Bible, you trust the Bible, you love Christ and all that, but you still go smoke weed and drink and fornicate and do all that because transformation has not happened. Transfiguration has happened. Your spirit has been intact and been transformed, but it's waiting on your mind. So now that the action can now happen. Paul could not perform the action because transformation hadn't happened. So he needed a thorn to connect him with God. So when he started thinking, watch this now, when he started thinking about all the negative things that the enemy tried to bring up to him and make him feel separated from God because of his past, God connected him with that thorn to say, every time you try to think about this, this thorn is going to reactivate pain, and that's going to take you from separation to connection with God. So now you don't have time to think about where you've been, because now you need to think about where you're at in the assignment I got you, because every time you think about your past and the broken mess that you have caused, been in, and distributed throughout the culture, watch this, pain happens. So now it would behoove you to change your mentality, because you don't want to go through consistent and constant pain. So he had to change his, he had to transform the renewing of his mind, okay? He had to renew his mind. That's where the word renewing comes from, which means that your mind had to be reestablished and reconnected to something that's going to push the agenda forward, okay? So you have to understand why the thorn theologically was there. The thorn theologically was there because one, God has an agenda. And a lot of times the broken mess is not, watch this, it's only established because we don't want to take on that thorn. We don't want to take on that pain. We don't want to take on the pain of operating and moving in transfiguration. And Paul said, I would rather be in pain to get past my flesh so that I can meet the obligations that were given to me in my transfiguration than stay in, watch this, than not be in pain and still have to deal with the torment of the mess that I caused that's leaving me broken. Somebody will get this tomorrow. So we have to get it. We have to understand that if we're trying to get through that first level of being a broken mess or that first level of being broken, we have to connect with God and allow God, unfortunately, to put us through some pain. Okay? We got to allow God to put us through some pain. What is some pain, Dr. Mays, that we might have to go through when dealing with this? Okay, I got about three things, and I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of them because I'm getting ready to get out of here. But three things of pain that God may implement in order to help you get out of your broken mess and disconnect. See, you can't connect with God. Watch this. You can't connect with God and don't disconnect from your mess. It's impossible. Okay? You can't connect with God, but not disconnect from your broken mess. It's impossible. Okay? Because one is going to overshadow the other. Okay? Galatians chapter 5, I believe. Chapter 8, I'm sorry. I think it's chapter 5, I'm sorry. Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 8, talks about how the flesh and the spirit war with each other. They're constantly trying to battle each other. And the flesh, not that the flesh, watch this, the spirit, I'm sorry, it's not, I want you to get this understanding. It's not that the spirit, the supernatural, or heaven cannot overpower the flesh, but that would make God not only a hypocrite, but it would make him a liar because now he would have to take free will away from you. Flesh is your free will. Flesh is your free will. Supernatural and spirit is your connection with heaven saying, I give up my free will and I give my ordinance, watch this, instruction and direction over to God. So now I operate based on the instruction of God and not based on the instruction of people or what I think or what I feel. Okay? So you have to understand that when you're talking about getting past your broken mess, you got to either give, you got to either stay in control or you got to give control. One or two. You got to give up control. I'm sorry. You got to give up control or you're going to stay in control. But God is not going to control you when you're controlling you. Okay? That's been the biggest misconception of people. You want to maintain control. And God says, I'm not going to fight you. Here it is. I'm not going to fight you over you. Oh, that's good. I'm not going to fight you over you. And sometimes the problem is we are trying to fight with you. We want God to fight for us. We want God to fight for us. Well, that's hypocritical in itself because God has already fought for you. Well, let me tell you why. Because he gave you Christ. He fought for your relationship. You got to understand that. But you got to fight for the relationship now. And the reason why I say that is because something has to die. Your flesh can't be alive if you want God to operate in your life. And the broken mess that you're dealing with means that you have to make a decision. And you have to go to God and say, God, listen, I would rather you put a thorn in my side so that I don't be bigger than who you called me to be. Then let me go on my own devices, still waking up in cold sweats, still not being able to sleep at night, still not being happy with myself because I'm still fornicating or I'm a homosexual or I deal with pornography or I'm a liar or I'm a thief and I'm not comfortable with myself because I know my spirit has been changed, but my mind is still the same. Sometimes, and I would love for people to comment on this. Okay, please comment on this. Has there been times you've done something you felt horrible after you did it? That's because your spirit, okay, your soul, your spirit has been transfigured. But the reason why you still did it is because your mind has not been transformed. Transformed in the renewing of their mind. Okay? There has to be transformation in your mind in order for physical and watch this now, explosive things to happen when it comes to your transfiguration. All right. So listen, guys, I'm down about my last 5 minutes, man. I really hope you guys share this. I really hope you guys love it. But man, listen, we're talking about the three levels of being broken. The three levels of being broken. We're dealing with level one right now, which is called broken mess. Okay. Broken mess. Okay. I know a lot of people talk about brokenness, but before you get to brokenness, guess what? There's a broken mess. All right? There's a brokenness. Okay? And before God can deal with your brokenness, you got to deal with your brokenness. Okay? You got to make a decision. You got to sit up and say, wait, hold on. I'm not happy with who I am. I'm not happy with who I've come to be. I tell even my wife all the time, listen, baby, the only person that can fix you is you. You can go get a degree. You can go do all this stuff. But if you still are beat down, broken, and hurt, and watch it, the enemy is going to use it to keep you at a low place. And sometimes you got to recognize when you're at a low place. You got to recognize when you're at a low place. Too many times we don't just want to be honest and say, listen, I'm beat up. I'm beat up. It's okay to say, hey, listen, I'm beat up. And I'm so beat up that, watch this, I'm so beat up that I don't know how to recover. That's when you call on God and you give it to God and allow God to place pain in your life. Because watch this, whenever you have to disconnect from the world, it causes pain in heaven. It does. It causes pain. Because watch this, your flesh is warring with the spirit. It is. And as a human being, you experience pain, you experience worry, you experience things like depression, you experience all these things in your transformation process because it's all psychological. God has already, in the snap of a finger, transfigured your spirit. So your spirit is good, but your mind is jacked up because all the things that you have dealt with and went through, watch this, as a byproduct of all of that, it has torn up your mind. The first level, broken mess, is renewing and transforming your mind to allow yourself to realize that you are the culprit. You are the problem. You are the reason you are dealing with and going through what you're going through. Your finances are bad. It's your fault. It's your fault. You don't like where you are in life. That's your fault. You know, just being honest with you. You don't like how people treat you. That's your fault. You don't like the opportunities you got. That's your fault. Whatever mess you have created that has left you broken, I'm telling you right now, it's your fault. And I know people are going to say, well, hold on, you can't tell me that somebody raping me is my fault. I'm not, but the transforming of your mind to get over it is. It is. The enemy is tricking you into staying consistent with your thinking. I'm telling you. And you got to sometimes get inconsistent with the way you think and get on the same page with God so God can get you out of your broken mess. Because there's two more levels. There's two more levels before transfiguration can meet transformation. Real talk. Before the transforming of your mind can meet the transfiguration of your spirit, there's two other levels of broken that you have to deal with before you are ready to take on the assignment and the increase and the manifestation that God has for you. I'm trying to help somebody. So listen, man, real quickly, man, I'm going to say this right before we leave, and I'm going to come back with my final thought, okay? Listen, real quickly, guys, I want to work for you. The staff of Bishop Chronicles Podcast want to work for you. So whether you have an event, whether you have a project, whether you have a ministry, whatever a business, whatever the case may be, we want to help you build and grow and get more clients and customers. So partner with us, okay? We want to promote for you. We want to advertise for you. We're reaching over 100,000 people nationwide and internationally with Bishop Chronicles Podcast between all social media sites and streaming platforms. So listen, we want to help you. So we want you to connect with us, whether it's as low as $30 per week. We want to highlight and showcase your business, your ministry, your project. We want to let the world know what you are coming up with next, okay? So listen, we want you to partner with us. If you want more information, send me an email, drhollymazeworldwide@gmail.com. Or you could just message me at Bishop Chronicles Podcast on Facebook. But listen, we want to serve you. Listen, guys. I thank God, man, for you guys joining me this morning on Bishop Chronicles Podcast. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be an awesome subject. Next week, we're going to be dealing with broken tests. Okay? We're going to be dealing with broken test. Once you've learned to get past your broken mess, we're going to the next level that you got to get past is broken test. Okay? So listen, I want you guys to hang with me. I want you to stay with me. Once again, man, we love you with the love of the Lord. Remember to uplift Christ wherever you go, and do me a favor. Just to hit you guys real quickly before I go, I want to give you guys a final thought. Here's my final thoughts before I let you guys go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure that you are in constant communication with God. Because this is a time and this is a day and age where the enemy is not playing fair. And the enemy is going to pull out all stops to keep you in a state of mind that is not conducive with your purpose. So it is imperative that you link up with scripture, that you link up with fasting, that you link up with supplication, and you link up with favor. Because watch this, all those things connect to favor and manifestation. But the enemy does not want you to do that. So he's going to try to keep your mind in a closed state. Okay, in a closed state. We call that closed state broken mess. Do not let the enemy in this season, in this hour, do not let the enemy make you feel like God does not want more for you. Listen, real quickly before I go, man, you know I always got to give books that I love reading. Hey, man, awesome book, guys. It's called Prepare to Accelerate by Dr. Titus B. Stewart, man. Had an opportunity to meet this man. Got this book, man. It is a wonderful book, man. It is talking about acceleration versus deceleration. Man, it's talking about being pushed forward. So listen, I encourage you, please go out and check out this book. You can find it at Amazon.com. I'm telling you, it is an awesome book to have in your repertoire. And again, if you are in the ministry and you are married, I would be remiss not to highlight my spiritual father's book. It's called Balancing Between My Master and My Mate. Balancing Between My Master and My Mate by Dr. Vanell Warren. Listen, if you are in the ministry and you are married, listen, sometimes we put the ministry first and we simply cannot do that. This book is going to change your life about time management as it pertains to dealing with your family and also dealing with your ministry. So please make sure you go and take a look at this book. And you know, I would be remiss not to mention my two books, The Get Pumped Up Theory, where it says your mindset will determine your future, and Unlocking Your Purpose-Giving Culture. Both you can find on Amazon.com. Listen, once again, guys, I love you with the love of the Lord. Remember to uplift Christ wherever you go, and do me a favor, regardless to what's going on, regardless to what the government is doing, regardless to the trials, tribulations, and things that are going on in your life, do me a favor, make the rest of your day the best of your day. God bless you guys. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.